Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the Torino Gay Lesbian Film Festival, the 30th edition, and today I'm in company of Michele Rueda, director of A Escondidas Hidden Away, which is participating in the Queer Award. So welcome, Michele.
Hi, welcome.
So I was just telling you that you missed all the big parties because you just arrived.
I hope there will be more tonight than tomorrow night, because, well, I just arrived like 30 minutes ago. Well, yesterday I was in a concert in Bilbao, where I came from, and it was quite nice. But yeah, I wanna see how it's touring night also. So yeah, I hope so. There are more.
So let's start with Hidden Away. Could you give us like a brief introduction of your film?
Well, basically, Hidden Away is a love story. It's a love story between two 15 years old boys that they are kind of lost in their daily lives because different reasons, but they are in a moment where you're trying to find yourself, you're trying to know who you are, or at least try not to be the person that everybody's telling you to be, and maybe you don't feel comfortable with that person that everybody's telling you to be. And in this lostness that they are feeling, suddenly they find each other and they discover that there are more ways of feeling or being comfortable with another person, and they start to live one with the other in a relationship that starts like a friendship and later becomes in something else, and it comes in a natural way, because I mean they don't even think about what they are doing. They just let it go. It's like, well, I'm feeling comfortable with this guy, so let's keep going, and I'm more and more comfortable, and they don't think about that, and that's the way I want to show how love starts, because you never know. You suddenly start feeling something, but you don't want to control it. You just let it be, and that's what happens to Rafa and Ibrahim. They're just easy going on that, and that's what. Well, later you will see what happened with them. But yeah, basically it's a love story, first love story.
I was thinking I've been a teenager like now 15 years ago, so maybe things are changed, but things are changing. So I was wondering, why did you choose to portray like a, let's say, a simple love story and they not sharing a lot physically? What they're still in, they share two kisses, I think, if I remember correctly. So why this one, see? I wanted more, maybe. No, but that's actually, why this choice? Because sometimes, you know, teenagers are very passionate about things.
Well, they are. Teenagers are passionate, and of course, sex, there will be sex, of course. But I was more interested in the previous step. Hidden Away is a film that talks about feelings, about skin, it's like very sensitive, and it's trying to be that. I mean, of course that teenagers, they do have sex, and they will have, of course, maybe later on, but first, before this arrive, there is always a sensitive moment where you're starting to know yourself and starting to know the other person, and that's what I was interested in. That was my main idea. Talk about, yeah, how that thing that you don't know how to explain. I mean, everybody has felt, it doesn't matter if you're homosexual, heterosexual, whatever, everybody has felt this type of craziness that happens inside of you, and suddenly you are like in a roller coaster that you don't know how to control it, but you don't want to control, because it's nice and it's cool and you feel very relaxed, and that's what I was liking to talk about this, yeah, this sweetness that happens only, I mean, not only, but happens mainly in the first love.
Yeah, Americans call it the butterflies in the sun.
Yeah, something like that, yeah, mainly, yeah.
And why coming of age? Yeah, that's your second film, so why did you choose a coming of age story?
Well, because, in a way, I think this age is very, very important for becoming who we are. I think the teenager age, or I mean when you are from 12 till 16, it's where you become who you are, how you see the world, and how you are in the place that you are. And I think for telling a love story between two boys, I wanted to place it there because I think where that's the moment where you start feeling everything, where you start looking at the world like with big eyes, and it's like, wow, everything is going on, and look at this, look at that, and you feel everything with so much energy that I really liked it. I don't know, maybe as you have said that you were a teenager 15 years ago, same as me, but still I think that in a way we kind of missed that moment because it was so everything was so new and so cool and so exciting that in a way I think this is a very perfect moment for trying to show this type of feelings that I want to show on the film. So yeah, that's mainly why, yeah.
And we were, before starting the interview, we were talking about the fact that Spain, compared to Italy and other European countries, is at least as the law that can guarantee, at least technically, equal rights and civil rights. I was thinking that in your case, in this story, it's even though legally you're okay, but through this love story, you also show some contradictions in Spanish society, and which is also something that we can relate to other European countries, such as racism, for example, and between adolescents, it's still difficult to admit that you're gay.
Yeah, I mean. The legality is something that is good. I mean, we always have to have this base where to start to build something else. But we Spain, we think that we are like a very cool country where we have all the rights and everything already done. But it's not true. I mean, this is something. This is just paper. I mean, the paper is there, and it's very nice to be there. There's been a huge fight to get till there, but the main fight has to be with education. I mean, that's where we have to fight. Even if, as you have said, we have equal rights, there is a lot of work to do. Still, mainly, and that's another reason why I made this film about teenagers also, mainly in teenagers, because in Spain, if you talk about a relationship between two boys or two men or two girls, when they are over 18 years old, everything is okay. It's no matter why. Well, we accept that stupid word, that acceptation. But when you are talking about teenagers, 13, 14, 12 years old, there are more than one that start to move in on their seats and they don't feel comfortable with the conversation. And this is something that has to change. I mean, boys, girls, they feel since they are boys and girls. And there's nothing you can do against that. I mean, they do feel, and they're going to be feel attracted to a boy if they want it, and if they're going to be feel attracted to a girl, they feel like it. So we need to educate on this, and this is the main fight that we have to do. And one of the reasons that I make this film also is because of that, because you definitely, this type of films or this type of ideas have to be arrived to the place. I mean, it's okay if my family or people from my age or older my age see the movie, but there's nothing is going to be changing on their minds because they already know how the world it is in their own point of view. It's very difficult to change a point of view of a person from over 30 years old. But the work, it has to be done in high schools, in primary schools, where still you can open their eyes and try to open mind those guys and let them see that it's not completely natural that a boy fell in love with another boy. So I hope this movie at least is another little step on this fight, that it has to go to, it has to go, it has to arrive to where it has to arrive, that is in two teenagers. I mean, right now we are, for example, making an agreement with the Spanish government in order to bring the movie to high schools, because that's what I think has to be. I mean, it's very nice. I mean, this movie, if I have to be like truthful, I know that, I mean, we were in theaters in all over Spain, but if a teenager has to pay €8 between seeing Spider-Man and seeing Hidden Away, There is no clue. They're going to go to see Spider-Man, of course. And I don't understand that. But as we say in Spain, si Mahoma no va a la montaña, la montaña tendrá que ir a Mahoma. If Mahoma is not going to the mountain, yeah, we have to go. So we have to do this work. So that's what I'm doing right now. We're working in order to bring this type of movies to high schools. That's where they have to be.
And you'll be very happy to know that we totally share this vision, because Fred just got fundings for the Creative Europe for the film literacy program. So there's also Spain involved. It's called Fred School. And we bring, you know, European films to high schools. So they watch it through a platform on the internet, and they create radio programs on that telling what they felt. Because nice. Creative Europe thinks, and we think, that it's better to learn and watching films also, because at least they saved my life, you know. Without films, I would have not gone to high school personally.
I mean, one month ago I was going to Nantes Film Festival in France, and it was very nice to see how many high schools, I mean teachers from high school, bring their kids to the screenings. And While I was there, I was touched by this email. I received an email by a girl from Argentina that she saw the movie on the internet. She downloaded the movie and she watched it on the internet. And in a way, she was telling me that the movie, in a way, changed her life. She was like very lost on her life. She was like, she didn't know where to go. And in a way, like very, yeah, this type of lostness where you feel that when you're a teenager and people don't see how you are, or they don't admit you, or they don't want you around. And she wrote me like huge long email. I mean, I was almost crying when I was reading this email. And for those type of persons is why it's worth it to do this type of films, because in a way you see that, well, it took me 7 years to make this film, but when I received that email, it's like, wow, that's it. I mean, it's done, it's worth it.
You remember why you did it in the first place.
Yeah? That's it, yeah.
Grazie, Michele.
Oh, thank you to you, grazie.
And good luck. Thank you for being with us, and I really hope to meet you again.
Thank you very much.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the Torino Gay and Lesbian Film Festival for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.